A face worker, an underground man, a skilled craftsman, together in today's mining industry. Today, they get more from mining. More money, thanks to the new increase in basic pay. Plus benefits, like assisted travel and coal allowances. Today, they're helping to get more out of Northumberland and Durham's massive coal resources. And getting more out of life at the same time. There are vacancies for skilled and unskilled workers. Join the men in mining. Now.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. Thanks for joining me yet again for another Bonersode. This one is number 115. Today is February 4th, 2022, and today my producer is Dark Aegis. Thank you, Dark Aegis, for supporting the show and for inspiring an idea I'll be using today. For those of you who haven't hacksawed my Gmail account and read my private correspondence, Dark Aegis recently threatened to smash in my head after luring me into an abandoned warehouse. And as sinister as that sounds, it did give me an idea involving urban explorers touring private property. I'll also be doing some Amazon shtick. I'm sure you're all brimming with anticipation, so here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Patricia?
Yes.
Hey, Patricia, it's Cody with the city.
Yeah, and what about it?
Yeah, oh, I haven't got to that yet. I was just calling to let you know about the little event that's going to be going on in your area tomorrow. There's going to be about 20 to 30 people just kind of congregating around the outside of your house for a little bit.
And why would that be?
Well, see, they were down here. There was a group of urban explorers here just petitioning the city for permission to tour your grounds. And so we went ahead and just granted them permission. So they're going to be there tomorrow at about 11 o'clock.
What the hell are you talking about?
Which part?
20 or 30 people are going to be around our house?
Well, yeah.
What the heck?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me try to explain better. Maybe I just made it kind of confusing. They're basically history buffs. These urban explorers, they like taking photos in front of, you know, just historical sites, abandoned buildings and things like that.
Well, our house is not a historical site nor an abandoned building. So
yeah.
Tell them not to come. They are not welcome.
Well, no, ma'am.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. This is a prank phone call. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob. It's Cody with the city. I called a couple of minutes ago, and I was talking to your wife, but I think there was just some kind of misunderstanding.
Okay. Sound like she was pretty upset.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's
she
going on?
She just kind of had an emotional outburst and hung up before I could really explain what was going on. But I was just calling to let you both know about the group of urban explorers that are going to be coming by your house tomorrow.
And for what purpose?
They petitioned the city for permission to tour your grounds. It's just kind of based on the...
I don't even live in the city.
I know, but you're still within our jurisdiction when it comes to things like this. And so we went ahead and gave them permission. So they're going to be there tomorrow at about 11, just for a couple of hours, you know, just on the outside.
What in the hell?
They're a group of urban explorers, and they want to take photos just kind of around the outside of your house. Just, you know, it's just based off of the general lack of upkeep and everything. Your house just kind of looks old and historic.
Horse shit.
But, sir,
My house is 10 years old.
Well, okay. Well, you need to take better care of it then, I guess. I don't know. Look, it's not my opinion. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there. That's all. They're just interested in it.
Well, goddammit, who gave them permission? Who are you?
Well, this is Cody. I didn't give him the permission. I'm just a peon here. I'm just a cog in the machine. I'm just letting you know that they're going to be there. That's all.
Tell me your name again.
Cody.
Cody what?
Noninsky.
Cody Noninsky?
Yeah.
How you spell that?
I mean, does it matter? I'm just letting you know about the people that are...
Yeah, you goddamn right it matters.
Oh, okay. It's Noninsky.
Noninsky.
And is that Patricia in the background there?
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell her to shut up back there, because we're still trying to have a conversation.
Why, you son of a bitch. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the sheriff.
Well, the sheriff. No, this isn't a police matter, sir. I'm just letting you know about the urban explorers that are going to be there. They just want to take photos and they'll move along. That's all.
I don't give a shit.
And you're welcome to take photos with them. They'll probably want to, you know. I mean, that's up to you. I'm not telling you have to, but...
Who are the urban explorers?
Oh, they're a group of people that just like taking photos in front of, you know, just run-down buildings and things like that.
Well, this sure as shit isn't run down.
Well, I mean, it's just according to them, it looks kind of spooky and dilapidated. That's all. I'm just telling you what they're.
Are you sure you got the right person and the right address?
This is Bob over there on 7th Road, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one. Yep. Yeah, they just said that your house looks all kind of old and haunted and, you know, looks historical and everything. I don't know. I guess maybe you just don't really take care of it all that well. I don't know what the situation is.
Tell them they're not welcome?
Oh, no, they've already been given permission by the city.
The city can't give permission.
Oh, yeah, they already did. Yeah, of course we can.
And who in the city gave permission?
That'd be the head of the Department of Public Affairs.
And what's that name?
Mr. Ronkerson. Mr. Craig Ronkerson.
Craig. What's his last name?
Ronkerson.
Was that a W?
Yeah. Yeah, Craig Wonkerson. He's the one that, you know, signed the official form and everything. But really, it's no big deal. Like, they're just going to be there taking photos around the, you know, all the, around your house and everything. And then once they're done with that, they'll move on and they're going to be down in the network of tunnels beneath your house for a few hours.
There's no goddamn network of tunnels beneath my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's old mine shafts and everything that run right directly beneath your house. You didn't know about those?
No.
Yeah, they're going to be down there, you know, because that's like part of the tour and everything that they're interested in.
Craig Wonkerson, what is his title and what is his phone number?
He's the Supreme Leader.
Supreme Leader?
Yeah.
Supreme Leader of what?
Of the People's Republic of...
Oh, for Christ's sake. How do I get a hold of him?
Oh, you can't. He's unreachable. Hey, tell Patricia to just quit flapping her lip back there.
You son of a bitch.
Why do you keep calling me a son of a bitch? We're trying to conduct business here, and she's just prattling away. I mean, doesn't she have something to bake or clean?
Good God.
I mean, really, you ought to get her out there tending to the garden, and maybe people wouldn't think your house looks so spooky.
Good God, you're nuts.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm nuts? I'm just saying, just maybe you ought to get out there with a lawnmower every once in a while, and you wouldn't have urban explorers wanting to crawl all over your property.
Well, they better damn well not be coming around.
Oh, yeah, they'll be there tomorrow. And like I said, they'll be taking photographs and posting them online and everything. That's their thing, you know, it's just kind of a big deal to them. You're welcome to step outside and take photos with them. I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Who's the head of the urban explorers?
That would be Dark Aegis.
Who?
Dark Aegis.
Spell that.
Just don't even worry about it. Look, I gotta get off the phone. I got other calls to make. Okay, sweet nuts?
Yep. All right.
Hola.
Hello, James?
Yes.
Hey, James. It's Ronk with the golf club.
Yeah, I'm not following you.
I'm calling from the golf club. Is this James over there on...
Yes.
Yeah, how come you didn't recognize the golf club?
Which golf club you talking?
We're up the road from you.
And what's your name?
My name is Craig.
Well, what do you want, Craig?
I didn't get to that yet. You were acting all weird, pretending like you didn't know about the golf club. How come you're acting so strange?
Well, I don't.
You're not on drugs, are you, son?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, just to settle down for a second, I needed to ask you something. My boss wanted me to call and just ask if you could not come over to the pond and blow bubbles in it anymore. we've been getting some complaints from the golfers, and it's just kind of...
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
It's just kind of strange behavior for...
This is, but you're a little strange, all right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I wouldn't say there's a little drugs involved. There's probably a lot.
No, me? No, I'm I don't do drugs.
I don't mind blowing bubbles.
It's just kind of weird.
I do at night when there aren't any people around.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. You shouldn't be coming over here, you know, during off business hours and everything. It's just kind of strange for a grown man to be going over to the pond and blowing bubbles in it. It's also probably kind of a health concern too.
No, I don't suck in. I blow.
I didn't say anything about sucking.
Oh, okay.
I hope you're not drinking the pond water. That'd be kind of gross. But anyways, if you could just not come over here and blow bubbles in the pond like a complete psychopath, we'd appreciate it.
See you later. Bye.
Hello, Kevin?
Yeah, this is Kevin.
Oh, hi, Kevin. It's Ronk with the city.
Yeah,
hey, I just needed to let you know about the utility work that's going to be going on outside your house tomorrow morning. There's going to be a work crew coming by at about 10 o'clock.
Well, what are they doing?
Oh, they're going to be... See, we had a land surveyor out there the other day, and they detected a helium bubble beneath your house. So the work crew, they're going to be, you know, just setting up the equipment to get that all extracted.
When you say it's below our house?
Yeah, they detected it pretty much directly beneath your house. So that's why I'm calling, because they're going to be basically just kind of setting up a bunch of equipment and everything in your yard.
Ron, I appreciate it. Just bear with me while I ask questions.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm a contractor. I get how things go. I just have to kind of wrap my head around what's happening here. And we don't have any possession of this helium because it's on our property.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, it's way down there. And, the county's already made claim on it and everything.
Well, hang on a minute. What do you mean the county already made a claim on it? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of things a matter of fact, Ron. I'm not a matter of fact guy.
Oh, okay. So I mean, who would know better? Somebody that works for the county or somebody that's just a homeowner, doesn't really know anything?
Well, I'm not just a homeowner, sir.
That doesn't mean that you know who owns what below ground. Like, nobody owns the underground, man. You're just being kind of crazy about it.
I'm really not. I have to ask the questions. It's just like when people come, you know, in the oil fields. And they,
yeah, well, just stay in your lane. That's all I'm saying. You know, just stay in your lane. You know things about contracting and not...
I don't want you to get feisty with me.
No, I'm not getting feisty. I'm just saying you're just acting like a big smart guy and everything. And there's really no, like, it's no big deal. Like, it's all taken care of. It's not costing you anything.
It's a disruption to our property, Ron. Okay.
Yeah, but it's also protection. It's also a protection of your property.
I understand that. Ron,
really, you're just being loosey goosey with your home.
Boy, are you going to be here tomorrow, Ron? No.
Why would I need to be there? I'm just making the call.
I'd like to meet you, Ron.
Oh, why is that?
I would.
Why is that?
Well, why not? Why not?
That's kind of strange.
Nothing's really strange, Ron. I mean, I am a very normal person. You know,
it's kind of strange to just tell someone that you never met that you want to meet them. I mean, let's try to keep this professional,
sir.
Yeah,
phone call. You're the face of the, you are, and it's the face. I want to know who I'm talking to.
Oh, okay. Well, that's weird. Anyways, we there's no reason for us to meet. I'm just basically a peon around here. Like, I don't make all the decisions.
Yeah. Well, if your wording wasn't the way it was, I probably wouldn't want to meet you, but it's very interesting the way you... Well, you've been a little bit strange about it, but that's okay. Not on short notice. On a short notice, I may or may not allow you...
Now I'm just kind of uncomfortable. Like, now you're just being sexist about this.
What?
Well, yeah, you're just being kind of like a misogynist. Like, that, there's really no reason for that, sir.
What the fuck are you talking about, sir? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, just the way you said it.
I don't go down those ways. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, no, just the implication.
So,
like,
on
you
a
said
short
that.
Notice, that Ron, you said, let's stick to what's going on here.
Oh,
Ron,
no.
Please.
You're the one that said you wanted to meet me. And then, like, notice. When I was uncomfortable, you kind of started criticizing the way I talk, which is a very sexist thing.
No. You said I was loosey-goosey, kind of being strange. Those are the words that you spoke.
Well, yeah, it's strange that you want to meet me, and then as soon as I rejected your overtures, you're being critical
you're
of the
okay,
way I...
Ron. Everything's going to be okay, Ron. It is. You're going to be fine.
Well, yeah, I know, so, I'm going to be fine, because we're not going to meet.
Deal.
You creep.
Here's the deal, Ron. Here's the deal, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not... I'm going to allow you on our property tomorrow.
Well, I'd already said I'm not going to be there, stupid. It's going to be a work crew that's doing it.
What did you just say to me?
I said I'm not going to be there. Like, I'm not
stupid?
The...
You said stupid after that?
Well, yeah, you're being kind of stupid about it. Like, I'm just the person making the call.
Listen, you need to get another person calling me.
Well, why?
Okay?
Why?
You really do, because...
So you want to hit on another person? You want to...
Run,
Just because I rejected you, now you want to hit on another person here? Like, that's, you're just being a creep. Like, aren't you married? Hello, Kevin?
Yeah.
This is getting really weird. I was just making a call, a friendly, like a courtesy call, and you just made it all weird. And
I didn't make it weird. I asked you questions. Everything's okay, Ron.
Oh, yeah, I know everything's okay. I know everything's okay. Why do you keep saying that? Yeah. I'm just saying it's inappropriate for you to be hitting on a...
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I am needing to talk to somebody else before they come out to our property, because they're not going to be allowed on our property.
Oh, yeah, so they have to. They have to. It's not like a thing that you have any say in.
Well, eventually.
It's all official work with the county and the city, and just really, like, you're not even a factor.
Get somebody. You are a character. So get somebody that knows what's going on.
What does that mean?
But the guys that know what's going on, have them give me a call.
See, there you go again, being sexist. Like, just because...
Why don't you go ahead and have the guys that know what's going on give me a call, Ron, okay?
So there you go again, being sexist. There you go. Just because I'm a man, like, I don't know anything.
I don't know how to play your game. I don't know. I don't work for counties. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, obviously.
However you want to talk, however you want to think. I don't think like that. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. I don't understand.
That's something a sexist would say.
So anyway, why don't you get somebody that with the city calling me I can talk to intelligently enough? Okay.
Oh, now you're insulting. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, you already called me stupid. Well, so yeah. Don't worry about that.
Well, yeah. Well, you were just being stupid about it. Like,
somebody with the city.
Why don't you just quit acting like a big baby about this whole thing? You know, it's like it's for your safety.
You are something else. You are being recorded, by the way.
Oh, what are you recording me with? You have like an app?
My cell phone.
You have an app on your phone that records?
So there you go. I got everything. So
what's the name? What's the name of the app? What's the name of the
app?
Shut up. Hey, shut up. What's the name of the app?
Hello.
Hello, Ronald.
This is him. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Ronald. It's Cody with the city.
With the city?
Yeah, city of here in the Department of Public Affairs. I was just looking for Ronald.
You say?
Yeah, over there.
You're not from...
Yeah, I know. I'm not from here originally. It's no reason to criticize my accent. I'm just... Is this Ronald over there on... Do I have the right number?
Yep, it's me. I just don't recognize this number or know why you're calling.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't got to that part. You were busy criticizing the way I pronounce our city.
Well, sorry. Well, it sounded foreign. It might be one of those...
come on. There's no reason to be racist. Anyways, I just needed to let you know about the...
Racist?
Well, yeah, just, you know, the way you were criticizing foreigners. Anyways, look, we're getting way off track here. I just needed to let you know about the event that's going to be going on in your neighborhood tomorrow.
Okay.
There's just going to be about 10 to 20 Urbex enthusiasts. They're just kind of...
Who is? Who's going to be up there?
Oh, they're a group of urban explorers. It's just this local club. They just, you know, they like touring, you know, abandoned buildings and sites and just other historical.
Yeah, what's this group? And they're just up taking pictures of their neighborhood?
Abandoned
buildings kind of?
Well, yeah, they just, you know, they go around to, you know, just like old sites and things like that. And your house, it just caught their eye because, you know, it kind of looks kind of spooky. It kind of looks like it's a little run down and everything. So, yeah,
our house is run down.
You know, it wasn't my opinion. It was just something that they, you know, petitioned the city for. And
I used to be city manager.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
I can't wait till they come over and try to tell me my house is run down.
Well, no, everyone's busy. I get it. You know, I'm not trying to, I mean, that was their opinion. You know, it's probably just run down a little bit. You probably don't have time to keep it up, you know?
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hey, sir, you need to tone down your lip there. There's no reason to.
So these are all brand. It's a brand new subdivision. Ours was like one of the first houses 10 years ago. So
yeah, well, I mean, you had to just do a better job of upkeep then, you know, or just hire a crew to
do something here. So, Cody, what's your last name?
Nonimsky.
Lewinsky?
Yep.
Like Lewinsky?
Yeah, very nice.
That.
You know how to spell. That's very good, honey. Yeah, that's how you spell it.
Well, they're not welcome to come on the property, because I don't know who the heck you are.
Oh, no.
I appreciate the phone call.
Well, no, the Department of...
If they want to strictures, just stay in the public right away. Don't come on our property.
Oh, no, no. They've been given permission to, you know, step onto the lawn and the driveway and go around the back, you know, and everything. Because, yeah, that's part of the tour, you know.
Then I haven't given them permission to go on my property.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't need your permission. They got it from the city.
Yep. Well, no, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, I don't think so.
That's kind of the purpose. Well, how would you know? You don't work for the city. Smart guy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I used to work for the city, and I know we didn't tell people they could go inside
and
the property.
And the operative word is used to. See, you're stuck in the old ways.
They come on my property unless they give them permission to. So,
yeah, no, the city gave them permission, dummy.
I don't think you're who you say you are. I'm not sure what organization you're representing.
I told you.
This call's kind of messed up, so...
Sure. Hello.
Hello, Brandy.
Yes.
Hi, Brandy. It's Cody with the city.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm so glad you answered. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a couple of days now. I needed to let you know about the construction work that's going to be going on outside your house in a few days.
Okay.
The crew, they're going to be there on Monday morning, and they're just going to be, you know, setting up one of those new Amazon kiosks that's going in. And so I'm just supposed to let you know in case you're home or anything.
What, an Amazon kiosk? What is that?
I don't know if you've seen it in the news, but Amazon, they're putting in these kiosks in the area. It's basically like a little mini convenience store kind of thing. It's pretty cool. It's fully automated and everything. You can, you know, it's got a self-checkout and all that.
Oh, where is this going in front of my house?
Yeah, well, just kind of at the curb there, at the edge of the street.
What part of the street?
It'll be kind of to the right of your driveway, I guess you could say.
Okay, can I get your number? I'm going to run this by my husband and call you back. What's your number?
If you want me to talk to him, I can explain it to him. That'd be fine.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
They said they're putting in an Amazon kiosk right next to our driveway, and it's from the city. So I don't know if it's this big box that people are going to be coming up our driveway or what. I got to be prepared.
I'm not okay with any of that.
Yeah, neither am I. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Chris. This is Cody with the city. Did Brandy explain what was going on? I think there was some kind of confusion there.
She says that you guys are putting a Amazon kiosk by our driveway.
Yeah, it's going to be... they'll be there on Monday to start setting that all up.
So that we're not okay with that.
Well, no, I mean, it's not going like on your property. It's going like at the edge of the street there. The reason I'm calling is just to let you know, because, you know, it'd be kind of noisy if you're home, while the crew's out there working and everything. It's basically just a courtesy call to let you know.
Like right in front of our house?
Yeah, well, just kind of next to your driveway, but at the edge of the road. I'm kind of surprised.
Which side? East or the west side?
Let's see. It would be on the west.
Yeah, we're definitely not okay with that unless it's on the all the way over on the west corner of the property, not by our driveway.
Well, yeah, no, it's going in right next to the driveway, pretty much. Yeah, there's just an easement there that we were able to use, you know, because we partner with Amazon. I'm kind of surprised you hadn't heard about it in the news. It's been talked about around here for a while, but yeah, it's pretty cool. It's going to be like a fully automated little kiosk. It'll be stocked with, you know, basic household goods and things like that.
That people are going to be soliciting on a daily basis right in front of my house at my driveway.
Soliciting?
I'm not okay with that.
No, they're not soliciting. They're not even coming up to your house. They'll be at the end of the... They'll be out in the road, pretty much. And you can use it, too.
At my driveway.
Well, okay, yeah, your driveway, but not on your driveway. And you'll be able to use it, too. It's for everyone.
Yeah, but all the neighbors will be coming to the front of my house.
What's bad about that? You don't like your neighbors?
Are you serious right now?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't understand the objection. It's like
What's bad about it is I don't...
And it'll probably increase your property value. You know, if you ever move, it'll be like
really? It would increase my property value? I'm thinking it would decrease it.
Well, no, why would it do that? It's a convenience to have Amazon...
If it's going to increase somebody else's property value, then put it up for somebody else.
Well, no,
can have it.
We've already selected your location as the first one in the whole area. Like, you know, you'll probably end up in the news.
I'll just call my attorney.
Why are you being like that? It's a convenience to you too. Like, it'll have snacks and you know, just household products.
Not a convenience to me.
Okay, we need to just quit.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just making the making the courtesy call to let you know they'll be there on Monday to set it all up.
Well, I guess I better get on it and call my attorney.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't sound like you would have an attorney.
It doesn't sound like I even have one?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you don't seem like the type of person that would have one.
Thanks for the notification.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Brandy again?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Brandy. It's Cody with the city. I was trying to explain the situation to that husband of yours, but man, he just turned into a big...
No, I don't want it. You're going to hear the same thing from me. I do not want it next to my driveway.
Well, it's
absolutely
not about...
Absolutely not.
Brandy, it's not about what you want. It's for the good of the neighborhood. Like, I don't understand why
I
you...
I don't care, but... Well, then you can ask some of my other neighbors if they want it in their
driveway. Can you just quit being emotional about this? Like, that's why I wanted to talk to the man, but he stormed off, too.
Did you just really just say that to me? The man?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, you know what I mean.
Who the hell do you think you are? I'm calling my attorney. I'm reporting you, Cody.
Reporting me to who? Quit acting like
you don't know. I'm going to find out who your boss is. You are treating me like I'm some wife.
Well, yeah, just like you're just being all like, I don't want that. Like, you have any say in it.
I don't have any say in it. Okay, we're calling our attorney. Do not call me.
Quit acting
back.
Like you have a lawyer. Quit acting like you have a lawyer.
We own a business in town. We do have a lawyer, Cody, and I'm going to sue you next, little asshole.
Ooh, you have a business. Very nice.
Oh my God, you should hear this asshole.
Thanks again, Dark Aegis, for helping me sell people on the convenience of Amazon creeping into every aspect of our lives. Thank you, everyone, for taking the money you saved shopping Amazon slave labor power discounts and passing them on to me via Patreon. Really, I know I say this a lot, but I really do appreciate your support. And speaking of Patreon, Mono1 sent me an email complaining about the recent RSS feed name change. I changed it to Whoa There's Bullcrap Feed a few weeks ago. Mono thought it was a technical issue. He's obviously a boomer who doesn't understand technology. But no, I changed it to that based on a Twitter exchange between Whoa There and myself. It was basically an inside joke. But I realize now that Mono1 might not be the only one among you who is old and confused. So I fixed the feed title. I expect no further issues. And that is all for me. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Fighting for survival is such a boring battle. Into my car, I wanna drive out to Seattle, where the used record stores have much better prices. But I don't have a car, and I don't have a license. Should I take another walk to the DMV? Get another learner's permit with a picture of me? I'd put it in my wallet along with my $4, and the condom that's still in there that has probably expired. I'd leave home for New York, but New York is where I'm from. I'm just looking for a way to feel my life has begun. Living in the city where I'm working like a walrus. But man, I don't need your money, man. I'm gonna be an artist. And I'm feeling like I wanna do whatever I feel inside. I put it all on paper and I'll hope that people buy it. And my only minor worry is how to pay the rent. But that won't even matter when I lose my apartment. And I'll really have no worries. I'll be just like a cassette that you've taped up the tabs of to put something new on it. And when I hit record, God only knows what I will be. And if there is no God, then it's a better mystery. Fighting for survival, and I guess I must be winning. And my story is so long I can't remember the beginning. Am I an optimist or am I a pessimist? If I see that half full, half empty cup is half full of nothingness.
My mom used to work for Bell Telephone.